Third parak of Krisis, fifth Mishnah. We're talking about sometimes one can do one act and have multiple avayers and have to bring multiple kaponis. He can have relations with one woman and he's going to be over 60 surim that cause him to have a chatos. There could be a girl who's his daughter and his sister. How is that so? That he had relations with his mother and they gave birth to this girl. So that him and his daughter had the same mother because she was born from his mother and he was born from his mother. So this girl is, as we said, his daughter and his sister. The Ashes Achiv, she married his brother and then the brother died. And then afterwards she married Ashes Achiyoviv, his father's brother, and he died. Or he didn't die. And Ashes Ish, she's still married to somebody, either to this uncle or... And she's also a Nida. He gets all these 60 surim. Habo al Basbito Chai Veloya. That is a case where his granddaughter is Basbito. That's definitely an Isser to marry his granddaughter, the Kalosai. She married his son, in other words, her uncle, which is illegal. Ba'achis Ishtoi. And she's also the sister of his wife. So he has his granddaughter, the sister of his wife. Because he was married. He got married to the daughter of his son-in-law. His son-in-law had a child not from his daughter. It wasn't his grandchild. He had a daughter from a different wife. And this girl was all born from the same father. So this woman and his wife are sisters from the mother. The Ashes Achiv, she also married, after she married his son, and she was his daughter-in-law, his son died, and she married his brother. And Ashes Achiyov, he died and married the uncle, and she remained Ashes Ish, the Nida, and she was also a Nida. If the grandfather, this guy's grandfather married her, that was the father of this person, which is really her great grandfather. If the great grandfather married her, so since it's only Osamit Rabban, it takes effect. And now she's married to his father. He'll have another issur of the wife of his father. You could have a similar thing. A person who has relations with the daughter of his wife, it will all be the same as his, we mentioned with his granddaughter, it will be the same thing as the daughter of his wife, because we have the same issur. The daughter of his wife, you're not allowed to have marry or relations with a woman, and you can't marry a woman and have relations with her daughter. And how could she become his sister? If his father raped or seduced a woman out of wedlock and they gave birth to a daughter, and this guy married that woman, Anusis Aviv, the person that his father was Ma'anis, the Kedushin HaTayfis, that's permitted. Now, the daughter is his sister because, once again, his father gave birth to this girl. And she's also his wife's daughter because he married the woman that his father had relations with. So it's his sister, they have the same father, and it's also his wife's daughter. And all the other ones go into line. The same thing goes al bas ishtoy, the granddaughter of his wife. How does that happen? A person had relations, the father of his wife had relations with his granddaughter. You know, it was this person's daughter's daughter and gave birth to a girl. And that girl, oysa bas, that girl, she is the granddaughter of his wife. Why? Because once again, his wife's daughter gave birth to a girl. So that's her granddaughter. But it was conceived from the wife's father, so it's also a sister. So now we have a case of you can have a granddaughter and a sister in the same person. I'll call partner, then you have all the other surim. So we have these cases which legal relations came about that make it possible for a woman to have these extra surim together.